you are on Texas Standard Time.
Let's begin with money, shall we? $15 billion. That belongs to all of us. Want to talk about it now? The time couldn't be more of the essence, what with the Texas legislature in session and lots of stuff that needs to be paid for. The billions we're focused on are part of a state savings account, the formal name Texas Economic Stabilization Fund, more commonly referred to as the Rainy Day Fund. Perhaps you've heard of it. That account is approaching new record levels, and it seems to be burning a hole in lawmakers' pockets. On the table are questions like this one. Of that $15 billion, eventual $15 billion, how much would it be safe to spend? Moreover, just how do you divvy up the pie? Ben Philpott has been contemplating this, too. He's senior editor at our home station, KUT. He's been tracking down some of the proposals. Good to see you, sir.
Hello.
Let's begin, I suppose, not with a lawmaker per se, but with Glenn Hagar, the Texas comptroller, who sort of counts all the money. He projects that by 2021, the state will hit that $15 billion mark, right? Mm-hmm. So where are we roughly now? Do we know?
Oh, gosh. I think we're around 12 or $13 billion right now.
That's the number I've heard, too. So in theory, how much is considered a safe amount to leave in the account, and how much would actually be available to tap?
Well, the safe amount is something that has been talked about over the last decade or so, and that is the idea of keeping a bunch of money in this piggy bank to keep the state's exceptional bond rating.
Okay.
And for a while it was, Republicans said, everything has to stay in for us to keep an exceptional bond rating. That's kind of been pushed back on the last couple of sessions by different financial types saying, you know, look, about $7 or $8 billion in the bank.
All right.
Will make the bond rating solid,
okay.
Or more than solid, exceptional. And so they've set on about $7.5 billion to leave in there as a minimum.
Yeah, I don't know how many other states have a piggy bank quite this big.
I think Alaska, but you know they've got this other thing,
oil money.
Well, I guess that's how we have ours, right?
Yeah,
oil money,
right.
But they've got a lot of oil up there too.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So what does Hagar say we should do? I mean, if it were up to him, what does he think we should do with the money from the Rainy Day Fund? Because Hagar, technically speaking, is not playing politics with this.
No, he's very much, he says, yes, absolutely, let's keep the bond rating, that's great. He said, but look, we're being extremely conservative with what we're doing with this money. And that means that the rate of return we're getting on it is not keeping up with inflation.
So what does he want to invest it in gold or something? What is he in mind?
He does want to still do some conservative investments, but yes, he wants to take about $4.5 billion of it and put that into a new fund that would hopefully bring in a higher rate of return, something above inflation, and then he wants to take some of that return,
mm-hmm.
The interest income, and put it towards the state pension programs.
Mm-hmm.
So things like the state employees, maybe teachers' retirement, and help to solidify those retirement accounts.
Yeah, a lot of cities too having trouble with their pension funds. And
and that's one of the things that he mentions. He's like, look, you can see what happens in Dallas when they've got pension issues. Let's help make the state.
Yeah, you got people who can't afford to make ends meet. That's going to have a sort of ripple effects throughout
right.
the Texas economy. All right, we're going to be revisiting that a little later in the broadcast too. Now we've seen a draft version of the House budget from the Republicans. What does it call for?
House Republicans are talking about $633 million being spent from the Rainy Day Fund.
Okay.
That includes about $230 million to help lower premiums for the insurance program that retired teachers get.
Mm-hmm.
That really shot through the roof a couple years ago, actually had several thousand retired teachers, drop the insurance because they couldn't afford it.
Wow.
So they're hoping to pay that down a little bit this time. $164 million for the Cancer Prevention and Research Institute of Texas. And $43 million to improve school safety. Now, these are things like facilities,
mm-hmm.
Making the facility themselves safer, hardening the schools as the governor.
But less than a billion.
Yes, less than a billion. Not
okay.
not a lot of money.
What about on the Senate side?
Senate has about $2.5 billion picked out right now.
More.
Now, $2 billion of that is looking at Hurricane Harvey rebuilding. Including several $100 million for, you know, schools in the Houston area to get them up to snuff after that horrible storm.
Right.
$300 million for the teachers' retirement and state employees' retirement systems.
Mm-hmm.
And $100 million towards public school safety, improving the security of those schools. And then other things as well. But
so
that's
now
the top
we're talking about Republican plans here.
Yes.
Let's shift to the Democratic side. What are we hearing from the House and Senate?
Well, the House Democrats came up with a plan. They released it, I guess it was last week, looking at school finance specifically, which is, of course, the number one issue during this session. Mm-hmm. But as part of that large plan, they had about $1.75 billion from the Rainy Day Fund to spend on stabilizing the teachers' retirement system, and about $180 million going towards $500 checks per teacher, so the teachers can buy school supplies for their classroom.
Oh, school supplies, right.
Because, you know, teachers usually or often buy their own school supplies for their classrooms out of their own pocket.
Man, I wish we had more time to dig a little bit deeper. Ben Philpott is senior editor at KUT. We're going to link to a piece that he did for our home station at texasstandard.org. Ben, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.